This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to the Quiz Zone.
Quiz.
That's right. I'm your quiz master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Test boy, Jake Hurwitz.
Emily Axford.
The puzzler, Axford.
Yeah. And of course, Caldwell Tanner.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Very good.
Yes, I enjoy puzzles.
We're off to a strong start, everyone. So guys, this week we're going to be doing a fun little quiz show. We've done this as a mixed bag over on the Patreon, but we did it around this time last year. So we figured what better way to wrap up the year than to do a little competitive quiz show that you can play along with at home.
For me, it's always very illuminating because I have the memory of a finch.
You literally won last time.
Woo! I don't even remember that I won.
That's how dumb we are.
Wow.
You won in dominating fashion. If you
Emily crushed.
Oh, wait. That kind of gives away what happened if you want to listen to the other one. But, you know, listen to the other one over on patreon.com/nadpod and play along yourself. See if you can beat Emily. It's about
Whoa.
The journey.
Please let me know if you beat me.
Yeah.
See if you can stump the finch.
Can you fuck the finch?
So the way this game is going to be played is there's going to be easy and hard questions. Easy questions are worth a point. Hard questions are worth 2 points. It's a little bit arbitrary because I decide whether or not they're easy or hard, and I edit the show, so I've listened to every episode 5 times. So sometimes
are such a game master. If I was tasked with making a quiz show, I would just write a list of questions with A, B, and C answers, but you always add another element to it.
Thank you.
So creative.
It is what makes me a quiz master.
Is it M-A-E-S-T-E-R?
Yeah.
You're a dungeon and a quiz master? What can't you do, man?
Yeah. Multiple masteries.
Hey, guys, I'm trying. So what's going to happen is the players here are going to roll initiative, and then we are going to go in order. The reason for doing that is so that people don't shout over each other. It would just be very bad for a podcast to have a sort of buzz-in mechanic. So we're going to go in order. If you get your question wrong, or if you answer incompletely, the next person in the initiative order is going to get a chance to scoop you. So if I say, what kind of weapon does Ol' Cobb use? And Caldwell says, a gun. And I say, can you get more specific? And he doesn't know. And it goes to Emily, and Emily says, blunderbuss. Emily gets all the points.
And so when one is scoopeth, doth the initiative order rearrange?
No, you always get to choose. It always still goes to your turn. So a scoop is super powerful because not only can you steal a point from the last person, you still get your turn and get to choose an easy or a hard question.
But it's only you have the chance to scoop before the person after you in the initiative order.
Correct. So it does help.
Gotcha. It helps your own initiative.
It helps to have a dud in front of you.
The game should be called The Scoop. Have we talked? Does this have a title?
Guys, this is The Scoop. I'm your Scoop Master,
Please
Brian Murphy.
Please picture us as like four like women in their 40s holding cups of coffee.
I'm double fisting.
Doing like an afternoon show. The
Wow,
Scoop.
Dibs on Meghan McCain.
Okay, sweet guys. Let's go ahead and roll initiative. This is The Scoop.
I scooped a 2. Shout out to the 2 crew.
Ooh, that's a salty scoop. I got an 8.
I scooped an 11, baby.
Wow.
Wow, bad rolls all around, y'all.
You know what? It's the holidays. Our dice are trying to take some R&R, and we're interrupting them.
Yeah.
From time with
Roused our
families.
Dice from their slumber.
Okay. So because it is the end of the year, I'm going to favor questions that are from this year of the campaign, but I might throw in the occasional old question, because what good scoop master wouldn't?
You saucy.
I'm a saucy little scoop. Let's start with Jake because Jake rolled the highest. Jake.
Unscoopable.
Jake is unscoopable. Jake, would you like an easy or a hard question? You are in the scoop zone. Keep in mind that you are in the scoop zone.
I'm gonna go hard. Hard. Got to go hard. Got to start it off.
Can't
strong.
Wait to scoop.
All right. This is from a little section we're all calling Fairy Facts. So this is from the Feywild saga.
Okay.
Jake, there was an autumn, winter, spring, and summer court in the Feywild. Who was the leader of each?
Jesus.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
You picked a hard question. You are in the scoop zone.
Cirilla and Lesterborn.
Okay, that is that is correct for the summer court.
Okay, the autumn court was that kind of ugly lady, right?
Sure.
She was
that's
cool.
Offensive.
She was a fairy of the people.
There's three other fucking answers.
Ooh, here come my scoop claws.
Caldwell's not allowed to talk about scooping during my turn. Oh, this is super distracting.
It's actually encouraged.
I'm being teased.
Scoopy, scoopy. Here I come. You're a big stinky piece of cat litter, and I'm getting you.
Okay.
Oh, wow, you definitely should have gone for an ice cream analogy.
All right, we're moving on.
Much more scrumptious.
We're moving on.
But I guess we're all committing to cat litter.
Yeah.
Caldwell, you are in the
litter box.
All right, I'm talk to big game. I am down amongst the turds. Let's see. It is Queen Jovir of the Autumn Fuck. Court and Ezra the Unkind of the Winter Court, correct?
Yes. And who is with the Spring Court?
The Spring Court. Oh, the Bear Prince.
That is correct.
All right.
Caldwell, you get the scoop. That
wow,
is 2 points.
Wow.
Oh, it feels so
one
good.
Loaded scoop God. Of kitten litter.
That is.
I'm going to put it in a big garbage bag and just keep it by my bed.
That was a chunky scoop, man.
Mm-hmm. I got to be honest, Jake, I couldn't have got that. I didn't know the bear prince was official royalty. I thought he was like self-appointed royalty.
Well, because the spring and the autumn courts are like lesser courts. Isn't that right, Merv? Isn't that right,
that
Scoop
is,
Master?
That is correct.
So, knock it off, you goody two shoes.
Goody you, scoop shoes, thank
did
you very
you
much.
Study? Are those notes I
what?
See? Do you
no.
have the wiki open?
No.
Did you bring Murf an apple?
I mean, yes, but unrelated. I went apple picking this weekend and I thought he would enjoy a nice red delicious.
Are you organizing a canned good run?
Caldwell, easy or hard?
Let's keep this train going. I'll take a hard.
Wow.
Okay. we're going to cut over to a little section we're calling Frostwind Fun. So this is from the Frostwind saga, the Frostwind chapter. Caldwell, what did Moonshine do with Dwarf Daddy Coldain before he protected her from the avalanche?
What did Moonshine do with Dwarf Daddy Coldain?
No clue.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is such a deep cut. It's... Oh, wait. I think it was inside that cavern space. Shoot. I'm going to take a wild guess and say she made out with him.
That is correct.
Oh, I wouldn't even have got that right. I was going to say that I got engaged to him.
It was
guessing that too.
Yeah, it was basically a joke that kind of died with Frostwind, where it was basically all the frost dwarves were super attracted to Moonshine.
Well, so, yeah, that's why I had to die with Frostwind.
Right. So the
exactly.
first, yeah. So the first time King Coldain came out of the hammer, he was like, "Oh, you're very attractive," and you guys made out briefly.
I think Moonshine thought it was kind of funny to have this like raunchy little men after her.
Raunchy
just like
little
you're
men.
Not my type, but you are rowdy little men.
I also like how often Moonshine like just tries it out and is like, no, not
yeah.
for me.
It's also like I love Eastern Europe and studied abroad in the Czech Republic, so mm-hmm. anything vaguely Eastern European, it's hard for me
all
to
French.
Say no.
Sweet. That is Caldwell's got 4 points after
wow.
the
incredible.
Scoop and a dunk.
Wow.
That's an insurmountable lead
for our boys. literally can't win. That is Emily. Emily, would you like an easy or a hard question?
I would like an easy question.
You would like an easy question. Okay. This one is from a section the people are calling Shadowfell Stumpers.
Wow.
Who are these people?
The studio audience. People. Yeah, yeah. You guys are recording remotely, but we got a live studio audience.
Yeah, they're very
audience.
Quiet. Oh, yes. Yeah. They're very polite.
Scoop heads.
We said so we have like a no noise sound.
Yeah. Emily, yeah. What did the imposter hard one smell like?
Sulfur.
Oh, that is correct.
Nice.
Yeah. Smart boy.
That is 1 point for Emily.
Nice.
We are back around to our good friend, Jake. Jake, would you like an easy or a hard question?
You know I want an easy one now.
I know. Now I have like the anxiety of coming in, of having 0 points. Yeah, like that is just off my shoulders now.
Yeah. There's a chance I might like get a phone call and have to leave the recording, and then you could win that way, I guess. You just keep answering.
I'm gonna call
single
him now.
Questions.
The thing is, you're just gonna keep scooping Jake's.
This is why I can't do hard ones, because it's just Coldwell's
was
just gonna
I
get
after two- Jake last year.
You were after Jake last year.
Merry Christmas to me.
The hubris to ask for the hard questions. Jake,
prepare my meal, Jake.
This is from a section.
Caldwell's got the cone ready.
This is from a section called Mage Madness Mind Melders. This is an easy question. What spell did Lilith Latrix cast on the Allcaster?
Lilith Latrix cat. Oh, fuck me. Oh, she cast Dispel Magic.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Yes, nicely dude. Done. Nicely
fuck
done.
Fuck yeah.
My brain had to do a couple gymnastics because I kept remembering her time stop. Didn't she do time stop?
She mm-hmm. did do time stop, yeah.
And I was like, fuck, she didn't cast that on the Allcaster, right? She cast that on herself. And then I got confused.
That would be interesting. I wonder what would have happened then. I guess she would have just froze everyone. Might have been a better move. Should have told her to do that.
All right, let's retcon.
Go back and edit it in.
We're going to go back. I'm going to go ahead and edit that real quick. It'll take me a cool 9 hours to do just that episode. And then I'll need to take down all the other episodes and we'll need to start over. So Jake,
with Lilith Latrix as the new main bad guy. I would have gone for it. I liked her style.
Yeah, she was cool. Okay.
It's fine with me.
Going down to Caldwell with the commanding, insurmountable lead.
That's right, four.
Caldwell, would you like an easier or hard question?
Let's keep piling it on. I'll go hard.
All right.
Wow.
I'm bound to crash at some point.
The competitive spirit is strong in you. I'm inspired not to ask for anything other than easy myself, but...
Right. I feel like three would be a streak, and if I can hit that, then it'll probably just make the rest of my day feel better.
Yeah.
You're on fire.
It is. Yeah, it
you
is.
You are on
NBA,
fire.
NBA Jam rules if you get three hard questions in a row.
Yeah. My self-esteem goes up.
Yeah. We all have to say a nice thing about you if you get three hard questions in a row.
Okay.
Never.
Okay. This section is a little section that people are calling Hard Ones Hannimal Husbandry.
Thank you, people.
Caldwell, Caw-Caw had a friend before Hard One. You met him under distress, and he asked you to save his friend. What friend was he talking about?
Wow. Okay. Was it... I might be wrong on this, but was it one of the Treants?
That is a correct answer, but it's not specific.
Was the Treant's name Greenbeard?
That's going to be Emily with a chance to scoop.
Oh, no!
Scoop, okay. Man. Come on.
Shit.
No,
chip
please.
Away that lead. Can
just
I scoop?
Let it fall to the ground.
You can scoop if Emily doesn't
you
get
can
it.
Scoop. I'm going to keep it quick because I don't think I know this. Was it Green Shades?
Shades, you said?
Shades. S-H-A-D-E-S.
Jake, I'm going to give you an opportunity to scoop.
It is not plural. Green Shade with
that
no
is
what?
Correct.
You took away from the pluralization?
It's Jake with the scoop.
That is
wow.
Just, you know what? Put
holy
an asterisk
shit.
Next to that scoop. That is
was
a he's
back
in scoop.
It. That was marriage ending.
That wasn't marriage ending.
That was marriage. I gotta agree with ending. Emily Murph.
No, you. This is, guys.
You
this
know,
is,
you know me. You know I pluralize stuff for flavor. This is. That was a classic pluralization for flavor.
Guys, if I'm going to take away from Caldwell for saying a green beard, I have to take away from
beard
Emily
is
for
so
say,
much different than shades versus shade.
I agree, and I might have allowed the scoop for you had Jake
you spelled
not gotten
it
completely right.
You spelled
right.
it out. You were, I
yeah, I asked because...
Truthfully, I'm also just kind of fucking around because I was going to guess Ryan the Ram.
I'm looking at the studio audience, and they are all shaking their head. They are remaining silent, but they are shaking their head.
Yeah,
they don't like it.
Yeah, because they agree that sometimes you pluralize for flavor.
It's fun.
I'm sorry, but this is, it's marriage ending for me, too. Jill just divorced me.
You got to stop blaming your divorce on everything but you, Jake.
All right, so Jake Hurwitz out of nowhere. Coming back, he's up with 3 points.
The divorce.
We are here with Emily Axford. Emily.
Easy.
Easy question. Okay.
Wait, Jake only has 2 points.
Jake has 3.
That was
Jake
hard.
Got an easy question.
That was a hard one.
You're trying to steal points from me, Murph. Punisher in some
it's
fashion.
Point, not point.
First you steal his wife, now you steal his points.
All right, relax, everybody. It's from a section everybody's calling Esri Cesri.
I don't really remember Esri.
Emily, what was Stunk Bug's brother's name?
Gunk Bog.
That
Yay.
Is correct.
Very nice.
Wow.
Stop clapping.
I'm so,
I heard that.
That was so close to just saying Niles.
That would have been acceptable.
The correct answer is Nile, unfortunately.
No! That's when it started.
All right, we're back up. We're back up to Jake. Jake, would you like an easier or hard question?
I'm going to go easy and try to tie that insurmountable lead Caldwell has.
Yeah, right. Buddy. I'm
I'd like to see you try.
I'm rooting for a rivalry, and I don't think I can be the one to bring it.
Jake, this one is going to be from Shadowfell Stumpers. What is the name of the dark reflection of Galadron?
Oh, shit.
He's got his scoop and hands out.
Caldwell, his tongue is out. He wants to scoop this with it. He's licking the cat shit from the box.
I don't
taste
remember
it on my tongue.
For the life of me. Also, though, maybe my brain isn't really functioning because like I was up last night with like a kitten who just got spayed.
Okay.
I cared for no animals last night and I still have no idea. I give it to Caldwell to scoop.
Caldwell, you can scoop.
Is it Ember Heaven?
That is correct.
Wonderful. Thank you
very
much.
There's no world where I would have gotten that anyway whatsoever.
Here's the thing. Murph comes up with dope names for shit, and I feel it is my duty to remember them. Murph, did you get that shipment of apples I sent you?
Yes, the apples are so good. Real honey crisp apples.
I fully agree he comes up with dope names, but I also don't remember any details from my own life. My childhood is a fog.
Oh, let me clarify. I have fucked up real hard on getting presents for my family for Christmas. I just did a bad job, and a lot of them are not getting gifts this year because the shipment window has closed. But I remember Ember Heaven, and I think that's going to carry me through the day at least.
Oh, send an MP3 of you winning this and say, did it for y'all. Smiley
yeah,
face.
Murph, could you send me a little golden statue, perhaps?
All right. That is Caldwell's turn.
Ah.
We like to call it a scoop and a donk when you can scoop and then get a question right. Would you like
an alley scoop?
Easier or hard question?
I'm picturing a scoop and a dunk in a scoop and a dunk in a ice cream shop would just be a float, right? You scoop and dunk.
Yeah.
Or you like scoop the ice cream and then the cone is like way far away and then you just like jump into the air and slam it onto the person's hand.
Or you like fling it. You have like an ice cream scoop, but the back of it turns into like almost like a slingshot. Okay,
that would be
sorry,
that would be called a 3-point freeze. Actually,
that's we should open up an ice cream store. That should be a Patreon stretch goal.
Scoops and dunks.
I'm gonna take a point away from everyone for being off topic.
That's perfect.
Fox attached.
That is Caldwell.
Okay,
easy or hard?
I will go easy. You know, I'm feeling a little tired.
Okay.
I climbed to the top of the mountain and now my legs are tired.
That's honestly probably smart. If I were you, I would have pushed myself, but I think it's really smart.
These laurels look so comfortable. I just want to rest on them.
Okay. Caldwell.
Yeah.
This is from Fairy Facts. You faced a headless horseman in the Autumn Court trials. During the battle, what did Hard One use his action surge to do?
I know this one. He used it to read.
That
he used it to read the tombstone.
That is correct.
Hooray! Wow. That was so fun.
That's really funny. That's good stuff. You. That's really good stuff, Jake.
I'm glad we played this.
Jake, isn't it fun that I'm being rewarded for a funny thing that you did?
I mean, that hurts a little bit. But, you know, I shouldn't be in this game anyway. I'm here by the grace of a missed scoop.
That is Emily's turn. Emily, easy or hard?
Easy.
Easy. Okay. We are going to go.
I thought you were
going
to say easy. I'll take a hard one.
That is how.
Yeah, I would. That's a fun joke, but a bad reality for me. I can't even get the easy ones.
Okay, this one's from Shadowfell Stumpers. At the Fat Monk Tavern, Sammy the Shell saw something that he couldn't stop laughing at. What was it?
Oh.
Oh, it was Papa wearing. What was Papa doing? Papa was... I might be at completely on the wrong path. It was like a... I don't think I'm going to be able to get to it in a time.
I think you're overthinking it.
Friendly. I think it was just Papa. It was Papa.
That is an incomplete answer. Jake, you have an opportunity to scoop here.
Was it Papa wearing a wimple?
That is correct.
Very good.
Jake with a successful scoop.
Feels good.
You know, the crazy thing is I stopped drinking a lot this year. I drank so much less and read so much more this year. And yet I remember less.
That's why all the greats are drunk all the time.
Yeah, let's see if it works for me. I'm drinking more alcohol than ever and sleeping a lot less.
Alcohol preserves your brain. It's like formaldehyde.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't learn anything new, but it keeps everything in there. It's got a retention method.
Let's go hard, baby.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow, I love it. Okay, the rivalry between Jake and Caldwell. Who will win?
Jake, I am just directly underneath you. You're at the table, and I am beneath it like a hungry dog, and I'm ready to get them scoopy scraps.
And I'm like a dog who's sick, so I'm not hungry.
It's weird.
So I'm there, but won't be able to scoop.
It was like a threat, sort of, but you were under the table waiting for my scraps.
I mean, you're the master.
It still feels like I'm in the power position.
I can't eat food unless you give it to me.
Okay, Jake, this is from a section we're calling Hard One's Hannimal Husbandry.
I should know this. I'd be so sad if I didn't.
Yeah, you should. This is targeted bullying is what this is. Jake, Hard One's carelessness got an animal killed during the airborne fight against the Starspawn. What kind of animal was it?
Hard One's wasn't it my hippogriff?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Whoa, I would have guessed griffin.
Jake, we are all tied up with Caldwell right now. Tied.
Wow.
Out of nowhere.
We got a good rivalry going. That's all I care about.
This will not stand.
Caldwell,
give me a three-pointer.
I'm not rooting for either of you. I'm rooting for the drama.
All right. Caldwell, who we're now calling drama. We're calling him Johnny Drama over our favorite Bohemian show, Entourage. I don't have anything clever.
Tree Entourage. How about that?
Yeah, Tree Entourage. Caldwell, you want a hard question?
Yeah, give me a hard one, please.
This one is from Mage Madness Mind Melders. Who was the first person to grab the thinking cap during the final round of the Mage Madness tournament?
The first person to grab it, I believe, was... I was one of Akaroth's minions. It was the one... the sorcerer, I believe. But I'm trying to remember if that was secretly Akaroth at that point. I don't think it was. I think it was sorcerer, the like sorcerer on Akaroth's team.
Can I guess?
I am going to allow an opportunity for a scoop because that is mostly correct. That is Emily.
I think it was Akaroth's necromancer.
That is correct.
Oh,
wow.
I was like, oh, he's going to get it. And then I was like, no, it wasn't a sorcerer. Mavris was a sorcerer. I'm pretty sure it was a necromancer.
Is necromancy a form of sorcery?
No, it's a wizard. It's
God
a wizard
damn it,
class.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, I that still, feels...
The scoops are for more specific things. So even if you said wizard, I still would have allowed the scoop. So don't beat yourself up too much.
No, that was a skillful scoop, Emily. That I was must a skillful scoop. Give it up.
That was very rare for me. I feel really good.
You guys are really down on yourselves. When,
you know what?
The points are all really low right now. It's 6-6-4. You guys are close.
Wow, Emily's in contention. Emily? I think you're part of the drama for sure.
You know what? In the name of drama, I'm going to go for hard. Because no matter what, if Jake scoops me, then Jake gets potentially like a ton of points. If I,
more drama.
Then I can tie it up.
Murph, can you splice in a confessional from me right here? And I'm going to go... I can't believe Emily went for the hard question there. I thought that we had an understanding, and then she comes out and just does a hard question. Okay, sister. I guess that's how it's going to be.
Cut to Jake's, oh, fuck yeah. This is my golden opportunity.
My confessional would be, you know what? I came here to play games, so I'm going to fucking play games.
All right, Emily.
Okay.
This is from a section called Shadowfell Stumpers.
Okay.
What did Deadeye say to stop Scarlet Montgomery from tearing Hard One's body apart?
Ooh. That is a stumper.
He said he knew her brother.
That is incorrect. Jake, opportunity to scoop.
He said that he would get her something, some kind of, some coins. I don't remember this. Fuck
that,
me. Sorry.
That is incorrect. Caldwell opportunity to scoop.
Drama.
I believe he said something along the lines of, you can't have this vampire. It's already pledged to another.
Oh, that's pretty close,
that
right?
That is correct. Since we are at the end of the scooping order, I'm going to allow this scoop for Caldwell.
Even if
it's a sloppy scoop, nobody else got a non-sloppy scoop.
Yes.
Yes. Deadeye told those guys that Beverly was marked by Petunia, who was one of their siblings, and not to eat them.
Okay. I stand by going for the hard question because that's some interesting drama.
Yeah,
now,
thank you, Emily.
Caldwell is up to 8.
Hey, Emily, thanks for the points.
Oh, love you.
Genuinely, you're welcome. I love the drama.
It's fun. I love just like the competition.
It doesn't help the drama when you love the
Why?
Drama because you have to be dramatic.
Oh,
you have to hate Caldwell.
You have to hate the drama too. I hate the drama, but like then you actually kind of like.
I love the drama. Confessional. I hate the drama.
All right. We're going back up to Jake now. Jake, easier hard question.
Well, how dramatic would it be if Caldwell missed one? Then it came to me and then I knew it, but I purposefully got it wrong so that Jake could then get it.
Arguably cheating. That is, that's...
It's not a...
What if... What
an alliance isn't cheating. They make alliances on Survivor. It's how you win the game.
Okay, Jake, here's the thing. If you guys are tied, I'm not going to involve myself in the drama. But if Caldwell gets in the lead and misses a hard one, but I know it, again, unlikely scenario, I'm going to say the correct answer, but plural.
This is cheating.
It's not cheating. It's a strategic scoop.
This is not... But... in a reality show, they're both trying to make it till the end. In like Jeopardy, people don't sabotage themselves to make other people win. That's
a very
cheating.
Unlikely scenario, Murph.
I think they might do it to like piss off Trebek.
I also said I wouldn't do it if they're tied.
Okay.
I would only do it to bring Jake up, to bring the drama back.
All right. Jake, did you want easier hearts?
If the drama starts to dip, I honestly, I didn't come here to make friends, but I did come here to make alliances. Let's go hard.
Hard. This is from a section called Do Tell About Hell. Jake.
Whoa, we haven't done any hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jake, name all three members of Buzzer's Cutters.
Dance Saw.
Yep.
Buzzer.
Yep.
And Dance Saw, Buzzer, and
Shoot.
And oh fuck me. chop my fucking dick off and put it in a locker. Wait, I'll think of it.
What a terrifying first day of school for some child.
Oh no.
That was hidden deep down within me. I have no idea where it came from. Buzzer, Dance Saw, and
oh, I think I remember now, maybe.
All right.
Chainsaw. Chain.
That is incorrect.
No, he just said it.
Oh, he got it.
He already got it wrong. He already got it wrong.
What? No, he just said it.
You guys,
this is all coming from
that
Emily's
is a huge mistake to say the wrong answer, chainsaw, and then say the correct answer, Caldwell. That is your opportunity to scoop.
I was thinking out loud. I also said chop my dick off and put it in a locker.
You don't think in an audio and in a radio context that we should think out loud?
Okay, Murph, that's
I'd like to answer the question.
Because the alternative is us being really quiet and then waiting and being precious with our words.
That's
you know what? This is a perfect opportunity for drama. And I'm not going to take it. My answer is rip chains.
My answer is also rip chains.
Okay.
Does it come around to me?
I will say I was trying to read the cues, and I thought that Jake was actually answering chainsaw.
I was thinking out loud, but I'll also caveat it by saying that I had definitely taken a long amount of time. So if we lose that question on the grounds of me saying the wrong thing and running out of time, I would accept it. I lock my dick in the locker. I deserve it.
Here's the thing. You can take your dick out of the locker.
Sew it back on.
Because these guys, while I am a hard ass, these guys are softies, and they have essentially awarded you 2 points. You are now tied
so much for
with,
drama.
I mean,
I'm
I think
a softie
nobody
for drama.
Gets the points.
Exactly, this ties y'all up.
He gets the points. If y'all want to play this game,
all right,
we're gonna play it. I love drama, and I'm here for it. I came to play games.
All right, I want to make an alliance with Murph. Hey, Murph.
Whoa.
From now on, you just give all the questions to me. How does that sound?
But see now, though, Caldwell, if you get a hard one wrong and it gets passed to me, I'm not, and I happen to know it. Again, it's a
Guys,
series of
strategy?
Events.
We just have a three-way alliance.
I'm not going to do it, though.
Got it now. Because you're tied.
Because now they're tied, and therefore
I hate this talk of strategies. This is
okay. Here we go.
All right, Caldwell, easy or hard?
You said that Jake and I are currently tied.
Yes,
I'm gonna keep going hard then. Got no choice.
Whoa.
Fuck.
All right,
Drama. Go hard till you've won.
Jake's gonna slip eventually.
All right, Caldwell, what? This is from Fairy Facts.
Okay.
What was the name of Biggin's bar?
Oh, the nightcap.
That is correct.
All righty. 2 points. Yum, yum, yum. Easy.
Caldwell is at 10. We're going to go down to Emily. Emily, easy or hard question?
I really want to go easy. I guess I can at this point. I guess I'll go hard.
Hard. This is from Shadowfell Stumpers.
Make an alliance with yourself and just have fun.
That's definitely what I'm doing. I'm spectating the rivalry between the two of you.
Emily, you gave up so quick in this game. You truly, truly
it's really a
round.
Joy to watch someone who's not playing to win.
Yeah, it's insane. You're talking about, you gave up instantly. You talking about all the ways you were going to throw the game. You've said you were going to divorce me. You intentionally sabotaged yourself because you didn't like the way I ruled something. Although Caldwell did too.
Caldwell did it first. I merely followed in Caldwell's footsteps because it would have been rude for me to then take that point.
I'm sorry that I play game shows with honor.
But that would have been high drama if you did.
That would have been high drama, but I'm not about being involved in the drama. I like to watch the drama rather than be part of it.
Okay, all right. Emily, this is from Shadowfell Stumpers. What is the gem that Pendergreens was kept in? There is a surface answer that I will allow, and then there's a deeper answer that is better and would allow for a scoop.
Hmm.
All right. Probably going to get this wrong. A ruby necklace.
That is the surface answer.
Okay.
That is
well,
what,
it's a belly chain.
That is what it looks like. Jake, I'm going to allow for a scoop.
Okay, it looks like a ruby necklace, but it's actually a ruby bracelet.
It could be a giant's bracelet, but it's not.
I would allow you to scoop that just because it's a nice flavor.
You don't get to choose. That, you got it wrong.
Well, thank you, Emily.
Everyone relax.
Thank you.
Nope, this isn't how we play quiz shows.
It was a fun
answer,
though.
I humbly accept the point.
It was fun. Being fun isn't right.
Flavor was nice.
Caldwell.
Yes. Is it a ruby prison gem?
No, that is not the answer we're looking for. It is a fragment of his heart. We are going to give the points to Emily because nobody got the specific answer.
But what about Jake's silly answer, though?
What about Jake's answer?
Yeah,
I
Jake's
know
silly.
You arbitrarily want Jake to win.
No. I only want the drama.
You only want the
she
drama.
She just wants us to tie.
Things are getting pretty dramatic because you now have 6 points. So Emily's got 6, Jake's got 8, and Caldwell's got 10.
Wow.
Oh, that's
hot,
cute. We're like someone's kids. Because people always have kids 2 years apart.
What a strange but relatable observation. Yeah, I guess so.
That can't be the age of children. It's true.
Yeah.
Connor's 10, Mary's 8, and Jess is 6.
Yeah, the little one, Jess, can you believe it? She's 6 now. We had them all 2 years apart.
Yeah, she's going to soccer now.
Yeah. Yeah, she's playing soccer. She's running around.
They love the drama, those kids.
The kids love the drama. Jake, easy or hard?
Connor threatened me with a switchblade, actually. Oh. A little fucker.
That's terrible.
I'll go easy. Easy. I'm going to chip away at this lead.
All right. Jake.
I don't think you have a lead.
Chipping away Caldwell's lead.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
All right, Jake.
Drama.
This is getting dramatic. Jake, who destroyed Mount Forge? This is from Frostwind Fun.
It was Akrat, wasn't it?
That is incorrect. Caldwell, chance to scoop.
Fuck me. Shoot. It wasn't that giant, because we killed him. Was it Cul'Dane?
That is incorrect. Emily,
oh my gosh.
Opportunity to scoop.
All right, here's a long shot. Morden did it to teach the people a lesson.
That is incorrect. It was
You're
Wilhelm.
You're thinking of the Old Testament.
It was Wilhelm Bronzebeard cast Earthquake.
Oh, duh.
And destroyed
oh, my gosh.
Everything, which set off the fight and sent you guys all falling towards the earth.
Bad guy. He's a bad guy.
I feel like everyone at home is mad at us for that one. The drama is radiating.
The drama for such a close game and for you guys to miss an easy dunk like that, that's dramatic.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to pivot away from drama and have the goal be that we have that we're increments of 2, so we ended as
someone's
kid. That might be
a beautiful
my new
family
goal.
Christmas photo, yeah.
Okay, that is Caldwell's turn. Caldwell, easy or hard?
Give me a hard, please.
You got it. Okay, this is from Fairy Facts. What were the race of goblins at the Autumn Court called?
I remember that they were yellow and red, like ketchup and mustard.
That's true.
And I called them condiment goblins, but that's not the real name. Shoot, I thought that they were just... I thought that they were just autumn goblins, but I don't think that's correct. I will take one more second to come up with an answer that is not that. I'm thinking out loud, which was previously established as an okay technique to use.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
No, I think I'm going to go autumn goblins. I think you're trying to trick me.
That is incorrect. Emily, opportunity to scoop.
Okay.
Scoop.
Since it's a race, it can't be like, I always assume there was some kind of tinkerer because I'm talking out loud right now. I always assume there was some kind of tinkerer because they were making those airships.
Keep talking.
I'm just going to assume that they were mountain goblins.
That is incorrect, but a good name for some goblins.
Oh, yeah.
Jake, opportunity to scoop.
Let's go hobgoblins. Goblins of the hob variety.
Oh. You guys actually haven't really met. Actually, I think you met some hobgoblin mercenaries at the bar one time. You guys haven't fought any. You guys haven't fought any hobgoblins though. These guys were called sunset goblins.
Oh,
yep.
Sunset goblins.
I see.
A triple stump. Give yourself a point for that one.
Triple stump. That puts me at 2 for stumping you guys twice.
Wow.
Oh yeah,
you're joining the family.
I'm joining the family.
I'm it goes all the way around with Unscoopy. You
I'm
should
the
scoop. Murph
baby.
Gets the scoop. I think Murph gets the scoop if it goes around the horn, and then if Murph wins, you get some kind of reward, dude.
Ooh, yeah.
I think if I win, then I made the quiz too hard and I failed, and I should delete the episode. We should do it again.
That's awesome. If Murph wins, we delete the episode.
Confessional. I can't believe Murph made a whole quiz just to show how smart he was. Yeah, an asshole.
Just to show how much he knows about the show he edits.
I work so hard.
Yeah. Emily, easy or hard?
I gotta go hard because we gotta keep it increments of 2.
Okay. Insane.
I no longer care about drama. I just want to be a family now.
All right.
Aw.
Whiskey cabinet's missing a bottle. I don't know what Connor's gotten into. It's just
Connor's a nightmare.
But Elise is really excelling at soccer.
All right,
the little one's
guard.
A good goalie.
Do you have a point guard in soccer?
Sure.
All right.
I forget the middle one's name.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content all in one place and all on your terms, folks. They've got beautiful templates and easy drag and drop tools. You can make a portfolio, you can make a blog, you can make a web series over there. You can do anything you want, and you can do it all on Squarespace. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first order of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. squarespace.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here. I'm recording this ad literally hours before going to the airport on a trip to visit some family in New York. And if you're wondering, no, I have not packed my bags yet. Packing stresses me the hell out because I have to do wardrobe math about how many shirts and pants and underwear to bring. And let me tell you, folks, I always get it wrong and I always pack too much. That being said, there is one thing that always goes into my suitcase without a second thought, and that is my Raycon Everyday Earbuds. Raycon offers amazing audio quality at half the price of other premium audio brands. And Raycon's optimized gel tips are designed to fit comfortably in your ears and actually stay there. Which is good because it means I can go on a jog and not worry about them falling out and getting sucked into a sewer grate. Although I guess that's probably how the Ninja Turtles get their earbuds, so if some mutant creature living in the sewer happens to get them, I guess that wouldn't be too bad. But thanks to Raycon, it's not something I ever even need to concern myself with. So, if you're also going on a trip soon and are looking to bring along the perfect pair of earbuds,
Go to buyraycon.com/pawpaw today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That is right, you're going to get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's buyraycon.com/pawpaw. All right, thanks for listening, and have a great trip. Bye-bye.
This is Hard One's Hannibal Husbandry.
Okay.
What kind of airborne steed did Hard One heartlessly aim at during the escape from Smuggler's Bounty?
Oh. I think I know what this is.
Aim at.
That was that part was just flavor.
Oh, okay. A nightmare steed.
That is correct.
Okay, good. Because like no. They were bad guys. That was actually probably one of your better animal kills.
There have been a lot. It's tough to keep track of them all.
Mm-hmm. I want to see like a Noah's Ark of all of Hard One's animal kills.
That's what my hell will be.
Yeah, he'll have to meet them all in hell.
They'll all be on like a merry-go-round.
It is anybody's game at this point. We're getting near the end. We're going to do Whoa. One or two more rounds before the final scoop is what we're calling it.
Wow.
Final scooper-dy. we've got Jake at 8, Emily at 8, and Caldwell at 10.
Okay. Caldwell, I'm going to need you both. Victory. I'm going to need you both to get one Hard One correct because otherwise we won't be a family.
We are Emily, running out of hard questions. You.
Although I guess two of us could be twins. But we can't have a one age difference.
Okay.
No, that'd be difference. Weird.
Okay, Jake, would you like an easier or hard question?
We're a family, so I'm going to go hard.
Oh my God. All right, we are.
We need to be a family of three.
Our parents had sex 3 times each 2 years apart.
Let's do Frostwind. Actually, no. We're gonna go ahead and do Shadowfell Stumpers. Jake, what was so the name of the organization that Erdan infiltrated?
Shoot.
That Erdan infiltrated? The League of Shadows. Ra's al Ghul.
Yes, he infiltrated Ra's al Ghul.
I can't believe you just put Batman in there. That was really smart of you, Murph.
Caldwell, you have an opportunity to scoop.
I'm kind of stumped on this one, too. I know they were necromancers. I want to say just like the Necromancers Guild? No, that's too simple. Maybe it... The Undying Eye.
Shit, I was going to say something cool. Really similar.
Uh-oh, that's not good because that's wrong. Emily, opportunity to scoop.
Okay, so I'm going to veer far away from Undying Eye and League of Shadows.
The Alive Guys.
Yeah, the
Group of Sunshine.
Order of the Unspoken Curse.
No. It Dope is name. The Grave Robbers.
Okay.
Maybe we should all get a point for coming up with fun names.
Yeah.
True. Everybody gets 1 point.
Sweet.
Great. Yay.
really good. So ultimately it means nothing.
Our parents taught us to share. So as long as we all get 1 point, I'm happy.
We're a family. You guys are
Well, yeah, Jake and Emily are twins. They're both 9 years old.
I said I'm okay if we end as Caldwell. Twins. Nightmare situation, we are all 1 year apart, and it makes no sense. Unless we are
Irish twins.
An adopted family. Okay.
Anything's
okay.
Possible.
I can make whatever.
That's beautiful.
Happens work.
Family you right. choose.
Caldwell. They scooped you from the adoption agency.
Caldwell, yep. Easy or hard? And I'm gonna say we're going to do... one more time through the order, and then we're going to do the final round where you could bet.
Okay. Oh my goodness. I guess I'll do... What's the current total of points?
You have 11, and these two guys have 9.
Okay. I guess I'll do hard.
Okay.
I want to be the big brother.
Teenager. Connor.
You want to be problem Connor?
Did you even sleep at home last night, bud? Christ.
Shut up, Dad. I slept in the garage.
Okay.
We gave like you it in your there. Own basement room.
How about a fishing trip this spring, Connor? Just like old times, huh, Connie?
How about I stab you with a screwdriver, Dad?
Oh, Christ.
Connor, you're a sociopath. All right, Caldwell. This is from Crick Cues. We haven't really done much with the Crick. Caldwell, who emerged from the fog just as you guys were about to enter it?
Oh my gosh. It was not Mama, I don't think, or Meemaw. It wasn't a Froghemoth. I think it was a... It wasn't Cooter. Was it a Petrie?
That is incorrect. Emily, you have an opportunity to scoop.
Okay. My best attempt at a scoop is Melf.
That is correct.
Woo!
Melf ran out. He had Crick Rot. Okay. Maribel sent him to explode. That brings Emily up to 11.
Sister.
Is twins with Caldwell.
Caldwell, we're twins. Okay, but I'm going to go for hard because then maybe we could go back to being separated by 2 years each.
Okay.
Or it could get passed to Jake and then...
Oh, that'd be perfect.
All be twins. Triplets.
Triplets.
Okay, Em, this is from Frostwind Fun. What was Toma's wolf's name?
I think Caldwell knows this, so...
He does. You can tell.
I do, but I want Jake to get it.
No, but if you get it, we'll still be 3 years apart. We'll still be 2 years apart.
Guys, this is how quiz shows work.
That's very true.
What? You hated the drama. Now you hate the family? What do you want from us, Murph? What do you
Families
want?
Families fight, okay?
I'm going to make a guess. It was, I'm going to guess it was something Slavic. I'm going to guess it was Ralph.
That is incorrect. Jake, opportunity to scoop.
I have no idea. This is definitely wrong, but the word Shira is appearing in my head, so I'm going to say.
Cool. Very cool name for a wolf. That is incredible.
Yeah.
Caldwell, opportunity to scoop.
I mean, you messed up by not naming it Shira, but I think it was Oscar.
That is correct?
Correct. Okay.
Wow. Cool name. That's also a good name.
Connor lives on, baby.
Connor.
Problem Connor.
Problem Connor is in the basement and he is looking for paint to huff.
All right, guys. This is the
Problem Connor's in the basement. As the new Elvis is in the building.
This is the this is the penultimate round. Jake, easy or hard?
I gotta go hard.
Give him a hard one.
This is from Ezri Cesri. Jake, what class were the Ezri Bubble Knights? The more specific, the better.
Ooh.
What class were the Ezri Bubble Knights? Hedge Knights? No, I don't know. Fucking Eldritch Knights?
That is correct.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh,
yes!
Wow.
We're twins again!
Emily and Jake are twins.
Proud of you,
that's
brother.
Good, because I was kind of sitting here stressing, thinking, oh no, like Caldwell's going to be the older brother who doesn't have a relationship with us.
Yeah.
That's drama.
No, I still like,
but
drama.
That might be why Problem Connor is Problem Connor.
Problem Connor.
Here's the thing. I think that like my parents are like, Connor, come home. The twins miss you. And I'm like, damn it, fine.
Yeah, right now.
The only people he can talk to are his little sisters.
He just wants to show him music.
He lashes out at everyone else.
Y'all heard of Tool? Come listen to Tool.
All right, that's Problem Connor's turn.
Okay. I'm going to go for an easy one.
Okay, sweet. This is from Galateron Goofs. Who defeated the last chosen knights on the airship and saved Hard One while Moonshine and Bev were helping Bev's mom?
I believe that was Maddie Big Crits, was it not?
That is correct.
All righty. Maintain my elder brother status. To celebrate, I pull out my butterfly knife and do a bunch of cool tricks. And I show them off to
the
my...
The twins are so impressed.
Yeah. Check it out. It's all on the wrist.
14-year-old
Problem Connor is playing with a knife. Okay, Emily, easy or hard?
I don't know what to do here because one puts me too close to Problem Connor and the other puts me too close to my twin.
Here's the thing, though. If Problem Connor had like a sister roughly his age, I feel like he'd probably, you know, be a better a role model. So like, do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I don't know. You have to choose for me.
What?
I can't make this decision.
You're the quiz master, man.
Both puts me in a pickle. I guess I'll go. You know what? I can fix it all with the final question. So I'll go for easy.
Okay.
The family's falling apart right before my eyes. This is so stressful.
All right. You're going for easy.
Yeah.
This one is from Shadowfell Stumpers. Emily, please sing the refrain from the Knights of Penance holy song that you sang with Bortram.
All I remember is Jules, Jim, and even Hector come partake of the nipple neck.
That is not from Shadowfell.
Okay, never mind. I already made my guess.
That is Jake's turn for a scoop.
Yeah, I got absolutely nothing.
Come on, brother.
That is Caldwell's opportunity for a scoop.
All right, I'm going to hop onto my dirt bike and just absolutely wreck the front yard.
I know what it is now, I'm pretty sure.
We are the light.
Yeah, that's what it was.
In the darkness.
Oh, that is
we are the light in the darkness.
I guess I wouldn't have gotten in the darkness part. I just knew we are the light.
I'm going to join the army. I'm sick of living at home.
Wow.
Actually, I'm kind of glad I got it wrong because this narrative of Connor like getting older and having more distance and feeling left out of the twins but also loving them is like really working for me.
Okay. I'll send you letters.
Okay, you nutcases. We're here for the final scoop. I'm gonna need everybody to have a piece of paper. We're gonna do this final Jeopardy style. Everybody can write down and bet whatever they want out of their pool of points. Caldwell, you have 15. Emily, you have 11. Jake, you have 11. We're going to ask one final question. You guys all write down your answer and hold it up, and we'll go through, and I'll let you guys know who has the right answer, and then we will declare a winner.
Okay.
This question is Moonstone Madness. I truly don't know if this question is really hard or really easy, but for some reason, this joke always stuck with me, so I thought it would be a fun final round. I could see everybody getting it. I could also see nobody getting it.
Wow.
During the fight with the kobolds of the keep, we proposed a new nickname for the band of boobs based on their habit of having wet dreams while being knocked out. What was that nickname?
I got it.
Nobody say anything. Everybody write it down, and you've got the amount that you gambled already.
Here's the thing about Problem Connor is he's actually like really smart, and if he applied himself, he could like do whatever he wanted. But he just feels strangled in the suburbs. Go ahead,
Jake.
You're smarter than all of us, Connie.
All right, Jake, you said little stains. That is correct.
Thank you.
Jake, how much did you bet?
I wagered 10 points.
Wow.
What?
That brings you up to 21. Caldwell, you also got it correct with little stains. How much did you bet?
I wagered 3 points so that I could be 18 and finally get out of this deadbeat town.
Literally sabotaged yourself for the joke.
And you could have wagered more so you could have had your first beer.
No. Emily. Oh,
I've been drinking since I was 11.
Jesus. Emily, you also had little stains. You were correct. How much did you wager?
16.
Wait, you can't wager 16. Wait, you didn't have 16 points.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what?
I didn't know there was a limit. I thought you could do as many as...
I truly don't know how to deal with this.
You want it. So I guess presumably I would have done my max points then.
Yeah.
What an insane way to end this. So.
Do you know what's funny, though, is I started out doing a 10. I started out doing a 10, and then I changed it to a 16 before we heard the question. So we would have still been twins.
Okay.
Amazing.
Here's the deal. Since I've been a stickler this whole time, it feels so strange to end the game on Emily betting it an illegal amount.
Why don't you just give me my
max?
We're
going to do a true Final Jeopardy. The game is now between Emily and Jake.
What? I'm part of the drama now?
This is, you're a huge part of the drama.
Okay, we're back
to
drama.
I moved out years ago.
We're not twins anymore. Problem Connor's 18. We're not a family anymore.
All right. We're going to do this one more time. You can only bet the amount that you have.
How much do we have, though?
You guys, we're going to say you guys are back at 11. Okay.
We're back
you guys
at
are back at 11. This Amazing. Is highly unusual. Okay.
I didn't know that.
Everybody bet how much you want to bet. You can only bet as many points as you have.
Okay. We're both at 11?
Both at 11. This is Frostwind Fun. Who killed Hurog Jr. on Mount Forge?
Mm. Got it, I think.
Sorry, I can't be there, kids. I'm out on the oil rig. They need me.
I think I'm confusing this with a live show, but...
Okay, everybody go ahead and hold up your answers. Jake correctly said Rust. Emily said Beverly. That is incorrect.
How dare
Jake,
you?
How much did you wager?
I wagered 11.
11?
I bet big.
Jake, you win with 22 points. Jake is the quiz master after all the shit we talked.
The phoenix rises from the ashes.
I can't believe it.
That was high drama. That was really
that
high
was
drama.
So dramatic.
That was high drama. It's, you know what? Jake's hubris in going big, me putting an easy question for the last one, not really knowing if it was easy or hard, he bet the farm.
Yeah. But I bet the farm on the last one.
Emily bet somebody else's farm.
I had investors. I had investors.
That was insane.
I can't in good conscience. He only bet three.
That's true. I had more
so
points to give and I gave
I
to Emily. Actually, yeah, strike it from the record. Emily actually won.
Yeah, I could not in good conscience give Emily the game with that insane bet. And that has led to Jake's victory.
Wow.
Great job, guys. Lesson. That was neck and neck. Jake comes out from being a twin to be the oldest.
I just want everyone to at home to know that like I did stay up with a recently spayed kitten last night. So any reflection on my intellectual capacity this may have, like, you know, take it with a grain of salt and just picture me snuggling a kitten.
Very cute.
That's a good image to go out on, I'd say. I'm thinking about that. I mean, I fell asleep with a laptop open to the Wikia, but you know, what are you gonna do? Best laid plans.
Cool, guys. Thank you guys for listening. You guys can head on over to patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet. Our after show this time, since we already did this long quiz, we're not going to do any more quiz, but we are going to do a long rest for the year. So we're going to talk about kind of our favorite moments. And, you know, we're going to shoot the shit about the campaign as a whole, so check that out.
Also, maybe I'm just the kind of person who really lives in the moment, and therefore, like, I'm so present that, like, memories aren't as real to me as, like, the ground my feet are on and the butterfly flying by my face.
Right.
There's
on.
No prize, Emily. There's no prize.
Right on. Thank you guys so much for listening. You guys have anything you guys want to plug? It is the day after Christmas, so Dimension 20 is not even on right now.
Mm. I'll plug our P.O. box again. 1920 Hillhurst Avenue, number 222, Los Feliz, California, 90027. We actually got a bunch of great stuff that's been sent to us. So I want to do some quick shout-outs if that's all right.
Yes, please.
Thank you to Jenna at Aquamental on Twitter and Instagram for the nice note and some stickers.
Yes!
I believe Jenna was handing out these stickers at a recent live show as well. They are fantastic.
I put them on my Kindle.
Oh, yeah. I got to put them on my Moleskine. That's where all my stickers go. So it looks like I'm doing work, but I never use it. Brandon P. At Kerman Comics on Instagram sent us the first issue of Kerman, which is a Bullywug adjacent Frogman comic that they are writing and illustrating. Then we got an Austrian.
Cool.
Yeah, it's the art's great. It looks really fun. It's like a comic about a buff Bullywug. It's great. We've also got an Austrian postcard from Mara, nice notes from Brian H. A save the date from Trevor and Sissy. Thank you so much.
We love those save the dates.
Yeah,
Mazel
keep
tov.
Them coming. I love seeing that people are getting together. That makes me excited. That's a gift
it.
For us. An illustrated note and character drawings from Griffin M, a.k.a. At Griffin the Artist. This is amazing. The complete McCaig Creature Compendium and character portraits from Caitlin M.
So much cool stuff in there.
Yeah, it's a self-published book of monsters that Caitlin made. You can check it out at CaitlinMcCaig.com if you want to see a little more about their work. We got a Christmas card from Daniel O. Some custom dice from Ranger Maddie at Winter Roselle. These are dice that have like little bitty icons of significant moments and like items from our campaign. Like,
I don't know how you did it. It's definitely witchcraft to get itty bitty moments inside a dice.
It's truly incredible. A couple more things. We got some Candid Cantrip candies from Harrison R.W. These are candies that are named after D&D cantrips like Firebolt and Thorn Whip.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's a nice tasty treat for the holidays. We got some Merry Christmas shirts from Robert L. Perfect for the season.
And I gotta say, Murph, when me and Murph had a little D&D retreat, and we have an annual D&D retreat, and you better believe Murph was wearing a Merry Christmas shirt that.
I brought
cozy.
Multiples.
Yeah, I believe Siobhan was wearing one at one point.
Yeah, and I believe I brought three because I didn't do laundry. And Siobhan took one, and then I wore two days in a row. So they are my shirts to do with as I please.
You've got your stink all over them, but yeah. you were gaming, so I respect it.
Yeah.
A pro gamer move is to steal from your friends. Sweet. Jake, you got anything to plug?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to plug East Rock Auto, my local auto body shop who fixed up my truck this weekend when my alternator died.
How's it running?
It's purring like a kitten now.
These
guys are the best. I really love them.
You know what? Pristine Automotive is where I used to go in West Hollywood, and that was, you know, those were stellar folks.
We're just plugging.
Yep, you got it. You got to love your mechanic.
Why not?
Yeah.
A good like auto body recommendation is like nice.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to know who to trust.
If you live in Connecticut, East Rock Auto.
I feel like I should, if I drove to East Rock Auto, my Fusion would fall apart because I'd have to drive it from California. So do you think they could take care of that for me?
It'd be the perfect place for your car to die after the cross-country trip.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to give it a shot.
I'm going to plug Problem Connor's self-produced emo album.
Oh my God.
It's on SoundCloud. Check it out.
it's called Twin to None.
Oh,
Problem Connor is so fucking poetic.
Or Nobody's Twin. That's probably better. That would be Problem Connor's, not Twin to None.
That is cool. That's awesome.
All right, guys, follow us on Twitter at chmurph is me, at Caldy is Caldwell, at Eaxford is Emily, and at Jake Hurwitz is Jake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are youth of a nation.
It's the end of the show, everybody, and that means we need to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders.
Happy holidays, y'all.
Starting with Brad D., Dylan B., Danny P., Steelbreaker, and Spencer Caskbrew, 5 chosen guards who have resolved to quit drinking milk in 2020, Whew. But to avoid getting withdrawal symptoms, they're going to switch to vaping milk instead.
Wow, that's thick and curdly. Beardman Dan, Adam R., Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Alucard, and Michelle O., a party of animal familiars that have joined together in order to slay Bohemia's greatest villain, Hardwon Shorefoot. Akarot is really banking on them pulling through.
Haldor Frostback, Multifor, Jordan DJ, Jeffrey S., and Cutter W., a group of Crick Elves who have started a new Day After Crickmas tradition called Baggin' Day. It is unfortunately too graphic an event to legally describe here, but let's just say there's always a lot of Baggin' Day babies born 9 months later.
Schubert the Mushroom, Elena C., Mixologist Michael McD., Andrew M., and Balnor's Boy, a squad of kobolds who have vowed to hit the gym and get even buffer than Josh in the new year. I mean, they're going to take the first week of January off and still go out on weekends and stuff, but they are super serious about hitting the gym in 2020. Or at least, like, I don't know, doing some push-ups before bed. Depends on their schedule, honestly.
Justin I, Jacob C, Elena M, Jostrich, and Dana G, members of Mama's Elite Royal Guard. To join their ranks, you must be skilled with all manner of weapons and also be super good at giving belly scritches.
Daniel R, Destin C, Devin B, Jibe G, and Earl and Kathleen L, a group of Tabaxi actors whose new musical, Tabaxi's, just opened on Broad Swordway. Critics everywhere are calling it confusing and the horniest thing that has ever existed. Here's to hoping the boobs can score some tickets.
Sergio Salazar, Solomon Zacharias de Sequani, Michael L., Sam H., Traley the Crayfay, and Jory S., members of the Gnomish Acceptance Coalition, which works to improve the perception of gnomes in Bohemia. Unfortunately, their new slogan, Just Say Gnome, is not helping.
Adam H., Ryan, Aaron G., Jake L., and Zach C., Problem Connors, Problem Bros, who are frequently getting the cops called on them for lighting fireworks in the Dwayne Reed's parking lot.
Big Buck, Richard X Machina, Sam L, Troy McSee, and Gage M, Problem Connors teachers at John Dickinson High, who teach him English, math, Spanish, biology, and economics, respectively. They have all, at separate times, confiscated his fidget spinner.
Dom R, Josh S, Nicholas C, Austin C, and Kristen P, Problem Connors Jazz Choir, which he doesn't enjoy, and no, Austin, you didn't catch him tapping his freaking foot along to Lullaby of Birdland.
Mike H., Matthew E., Samuel B., Tilford G., and Okada, Problem Connors' team of guidance counselors who work tirelessly and thanklessly to get him to sit at a desk long enough to fill out a college application.
Aaron C., TJM, the Gnome Barbarian, Trast the Traveler, Bohemia's Fiercest LND, and Steve A., Problem Connors' assistant managers at Subway Sandwiches, Best Buy, Regal Cinemas, Office Depot, and Bellini's Italian Eatery, respectively, who have all, at one point, fired him for mouthing off.
Anime Intellect, Zolo Dolo, Dylan CM, the wannabe DM, and it's Oren. Problem Connors' local tattoo parlor that has never once accepted any of his forged parental approval slips and won't give him the My Chemical Romance inner lip tattoo he keeps asking for.
Colton B, J, CC Lulu, and Aiden R.H., Problem Connor's neighbors who have politely and discreetly spread the word that if you hire Connor to mow your lawn, he won't show up and his poor saint of a father will come over and end up having to do it.
I'm Hopeless, Timmy R., Alex M., Aaron Sully, and Eric G., five green teens who graduated to Green Knights this year. Congratulations, y'all. Unfortunately, Denny did promote them during a funeral, so it lost a little bit of its luster.
Lucas B., Jordan L., Talith X., Mateo C., and Puptoth, a crew of crick bullywogs who resolve to become the best wrestlers in 2020. Train hard, friends. The fates of thousands of crick court defendants rests on your frog shoulders.
Austin MR, Kaylee Elise, Barnzenator, and McPucks, a team of adventurers who successfully saved the world after the band of boobs were killed by Yugo. Look out for the campaign after the campaign after the campaign coming in 2020.
Devin W., Shenua B., Jared E., Persephone, and Eric McD, the five elder swordsmen who trained Matty Big Crits during his epic off-screen vision quest. Unfortunately, Shenua accidentally beheaded him during the last trial, so Matty will not be showing up for the first fight against Theala.
Reese NS, Eric and Andrea B., Charo Arcadius and Jay Parker, four dwarfins who resolved to get super jacked like Ulfgar in 2020. They've already been lifting rocks, but now they're putting two scoops of whey protein into their daily gruel. Lift on, little dwarfins. Lift on.
Steven C., Maxwell C., Mike K., Omri M., and Callum L., the ghosts of Crickmas past. They were all killed in past Crickmas fireworks displays and show up on Crickmas Eve to warn the Crick Elves to practice fire safety. Unfortunately, they don't really listen, which is why there's so many ghosts.
Scott D., Nothar the Prodigy Ranger, Mikanji the Pinch, and Dan, a bunch of halflings who had to take care of Denny at their Crickmas party. He got super drunk on Crick Nog and started barfing all over everyone's giant hobbit feet. Everyone took shifts, and he ended up crashing at Nothar's house. Super embarrassing.
Richard C., Karen T., Curtis S., Michael C., and BJL. Hugo's clients. Hugo negotiates getting 40% somehow, but then failed at ever making any deals on their behalf. So it's kind of a wash.
Nikki W., Andrew B., Christopher B., Barris and Ken of the Wizard's Tower, Nicholas P. and Robert F., JV's wedding party. These fine folks gave JV the most epic party of his life and witnessed some of the most intimate grinding of all time during JV and Gemma's first dance.
Kevin M., Angel B., Raul N., and I am the Atlas, Ripchain's newest cutter crew. These guys are friends till the end, through thick and thin, no matter. Oh, wow, they were all just run over by a demolition derby truck monster truck. Damn.
Maribel, the kitty morphing gnome, Esme M., Robert, Jens Christian T., and Joe McGee, Kaka's future babies. Just a bunch of eggs at the moment, but Kaka is watching over them as diligently as Hard One watches Kaka. Nothing to worry about.
Meta Amps, Mr. Hydra, Atticus C., Tom S., and Casimir, the all-knowing. Ulfgar's entourage. This crew rolls deep, parties hard, and never talks about their feelings.
Luke H., Jonathan from Crickfield, Kelvin Noodles, Grace G., and Nathaniel P., Balnor's kegerator delivery guys. Most people don't require a team, but Balnor goes through kegs like their K-cups. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We'll be back next year, y'all. But in the meantime, we do have our long rest, our short rest after show special for the year. So you can head on over to Patreon to listen to that. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you to all of our Council of Elders, our Patreon subscribers, and all of our listeners. Have a Happy New Year. Happy holidays. We'll catch you guys next time.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.